As the final legislative session of Martin O'Malley's last term as Maryland governor came to a close, the former Baltimore mayor was moving toward a run for the presidency. WYPR's Fraser Smith recently spoke with O'Malley and found that the governor is looking back to a close advisor, the late Richard Ben Kramer, author of What It Takes, The Road to the White House.
If it hadn't been for O'Malley, Kramer might never have gotten access to former Senator Gary Hart, one of the candidates portrayed in the groundbreaking 1992 book. Here's how it happened. As he explained to C-SPAN, Kramer had come to the conclusion that reporters covering the 1988 presidential campaign actually didn't know the candidates very well.
I wanted to know what kind of life brought them to the point where they could be candidates.
So Kramer headed for their hometowns. He wanted to hear from the people who saw the candidates grow up, knew their parents, saw the development of their characters. Eventually, that led him to Martin O'Malley, who was working as an advance man for Hart. This was right after the Donna Rice scandal, Hart's afternoon on the yacht Monkey Business with a young woman, not his wife, that had ended his campaign temporarily. After the stories broke, Hart's team, including O'Malley, had no time for reporters. They were just hanging up. Kramer told O'Malley, then a law student, that he cared more about how Hart thought than who he went sailing with. Finally, he got O'Malley on the phone.
I see you haven't hung up, so I'm going to keep going. And then he proceeded to say that he felt that Hart was poorly treated. And he said, I think you owe it to everything that the guy was about to sit down with me and make sure his story is better told and more fairly told.
They stayed in touch, and when O'Malley's own political life began, he and Kramer spoke often. Kramer was writing What It Takes at his home in Chestertown.
Richard was encouraging of me in every way. He was like an older brother in some respects. Richard also was very savvy politically, and he had a sense of where the larger conversation was.
The issues a campaign had to be addressing, in other words. At one point in his race for mayor of Baltimore, polls showed him moving up by a point or two. He started to worry about speaking freely, thinking he might win if he didn't make a misstep. Kramer came back with a bit of goading perspective.
Dig deeper and find some more freedom, because it's only 1 or 2 points.
Kramer urged him to talk less and write more, something he remembers now as he contemplates a run for president.
To the extent we spoke about this next upcoming race, I mean, I think what Richard counseled and what Richard would counsel is that you have to be true to yourself and know what you stand for. And that doesn't happen simply by jumping on the gerbil wheel every day and going through the motions of a totally packed schedule.
Thus the writing rather than talking advice. O'Malley says he is building a campaign credo on the basis of his conversations with Kramer, his experiences with the Hart campaign, and the counsel of his teachers and priests at Gonzaga High School.
The takeaway from the book is the takeaway that I left the Hart campaign with, having learned the only thing wrong with politics is not enough good people try.
What it takes, he concluded, is clear self-knowledge, knowing why and for whom you are fighting, and the will to persevere. I'm Fraser Smith, reporting for 88.1 WYPR.